Hello and welcome to Saturday Night Science, episode 2. Today we're talking about Leonie the shark and how she reproduces.
That's right.
We're not sure on the pronunciation of that. We're just going with Leonie, right?
Yeah. I have a friend whose name was Leonie, and that's how she pronounced it.
So. Okay, so it's confirmed. It is Leonie.
We're basing it on that.
All right. Today we have two new guests. We have Will and Maura. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Hey, I'm Will and I'm a printer.
I'm nice. Maura and I am a metalsmith and I used to work with Nora. Woo-woo!
And then as always we have Nora, Jack, and myself, Trent.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Trent. And the two pups. We got Bailey and Casey. Yeah. You might hear
Isn't
them
that
at
right,
some
Bailey?
Point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bailey's sitting there. She's like, what are you guys doing?
Stop talking so loud is what she said.
All right, well, let's get into it. Yeah, our story, or our topic tonight, Leonie, did I say it right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Leonie the shark. Leonie the shark, she's a zebra shark. Ooh. And she's gotten pretty famous in the past couple weeks for something she did in a tank in front of a bunch of scientists. Leonie.
All on her
own. So cryptic.
She wasn't prompted.
Exactly. Leonie, I believe this is an aquarium in Queensland, Australia. If that's wrong, too bad. Yeah. She was part of a... what is the word I am looking
An
for?
Experiment?
No, like a breeding a breeding program, oh, right? Breeding so program. They were using her to try and make, you know, more zebra sharks. So she had a mate. I don't recall his name.
Ray. Let's go.
Not important.
And they together made baby sharks, right? But they decided after a little bit, like, oh, you know what? Let's put Leonie in her own tank for a little bit. And she surprised everyone by having some babies without being in contact with the male.
That's insane.
That's pretty crazy, right?
So yes. Obviously, like, that was, like, she was in her own tank for an entire gestation because it was, like, it was whatever the gestation period is for sharks. Do you know what it is?
I don't know offhand. My guess is a few to several months, but less than a human would be my guess. Now, one thing that animals can do, and we've known about this for a long time, some animals can store sperm.
Okay.
Inside of some kind of structure.
Right.
In the vagina.
A reservoir.
Got it.
A reservoir. I guess a shark doesn't have a vagina, but you understand what I'm trying to say when I say that word.
A shark doesn't have a vagina?
No, they would probably, I think sharks have cloacas.
Okay.
So are we gonna go into that?
Yeah. Like, what's a
There's a difference of knowledge at hand.
I didn't look up shark holes, so maybe we can get to that in segment 2 of tonight's episode. I'll do some quick research.
Awesome.
How about that? But some animals will store sperm, so they had to do a genetic test of these babies, and they came out with 99% certainty that they're identical copies of her genetically. So that means there was no male involved.
Mm-hmm. So they're clones.
Basically clones, right? We didn't clone them, but yeah, that's the idea. This type of reproduction is called...
Asexual.
Asexual, right?
Oh. Well done.
Because A means without sex, right?
Yeah. Terrible.
Terrible kind of reproduction, right? Like...
Yeah, but we're going to talk about how maybe it has some benefits.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I just mean, if you're going to have a baby, you might as well have had sex, right?
Yeah.
You would think so. You would think so.
That's where I'm at.
But what's the point of having a baby?
I've been asking myself that all the time.
I don't know.
Think about that one.
You're asking the most immature one.
Or what? We're about 26, 27. We're feeling some pressure from the outside about having babies, right?
I've let it go.
I need to find a girlfriend first, so like I'm kind of far away from that.
I don't know, maybe you can learn something from Leonie and you can.
I'll just be like, it'll
you
be like Junior, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I just.
Little baby tramps.
Yeah. I impregnate myself. Yeah. Whatever, I'm into it.
I like it.
Yeah, he'll help me meet delivery minimums. He'll grow up on tacos, it'll be great. It'll be awesome.
Oh man.
Aspirations.
Yeah.
Yeah. But seriously, what do babies do for us?
continue our legacy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What's your legacy?
It's not great at this point in my life.
Well, it's the idea of immortality, isn't it?
Yeah, we're continuing, like, your genes, right? Get passed down, mm-hmm. and they're still there. Mm-hmm. Your DNA, half of it or so, is there in your kids. Well, Leonie's kids got 100% of her DNA.
She's doing well. Way to go, Leonie.
So that...
I don't know if I would want that for myself. Clones of me around.
Yeah, it might be difficult.
Little Morris?
Would it be difficult or would it be like great?
They
you just always agree on
stuff.
They could
be little metalsmiths with you.
Like, should we have tacos? Yes, assistants. We should have tacos today.
I think we'd like each other.
Yeah, do you like yourself? That's a good question.
Yes.
Like, for the most part, I think I'd get along with myself.
You know,
could you live with another one of you, though?
I think I could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have close siblings?
I have a sibling, and we guess we're close, yeah.
All right, so maybe you could.
Yeah.
Close in age, and...
She's 4 years older than me.
Close enough.
Yeah.
You've had to live with her, yeah.
I don't know, I think I could get along with myself, unless, like, I don't know. Just move on. Am I the only one who thinks I can get along,
yeah,
like, get along
much,
with themselves?
Yeah.
I'm.
Is that like a weird
no,
thing
good
to say?
No, for you.
I would murder me.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain I would also murder me.
Yeah? I think I'd be great drinking buddies with myself.
Oh my god.
I could have
your
beer with myself.
Oh yeah.
But I would just see all the really annoying things that I do and I'd want to kill them.
Also, do you really want to see yourself, like, in the round? I feel like it would totally, like,
it'd be like a younger version of me,
perception.
Though.
Is that really how fat I am?
I could just, but, like, they'd be younger, so you'd be, like, molding them. It's not like you'd be living with yourself at
But there
our
are things
age.
You can't change about your genetics, too, though. Like,
I know.
Your physical appearance would be almost entirely...
Time.
I'm just saying, like, you'd be, it'd be a younger version of you, for sure.
Yeah, what if you had, say you had a few,
mm-hmm.
and you made one of them fat? You made one of them really skinny. You made one work out a ton.
Yeah.
You
oh
can make one
God.
Really good at music.
Says
well,
the
you
scientist.
Could have one reading
this
a bunch.
Is
when you're saying
we've gone too far.
When you're saying
we've
make,
gone
you,
too
like
far.
It implies that like you have some kind of influence over life.
They're me. I get
right.
to control them, right?
I mean, when
okay.
you raise something, you have such control over them.
Oh
dance.
Yes, of course. But I mean,
yeah.
All right, let's maybe
regardless.
Let's,
steer it back to Leonie a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to DNA.
Yeah, that's cool.
So her
I still would get along.
Her offspring had the exact same DNA as her. We see this in humans sometimes with identical twins.
Oh, yeah.
Identical twins have the exact same DNA, but they're different people, right?
Yeah.
We recognize that.
Yeah. They tend to get along.
They do tend to get along.
Just
yeah.
throwing that out there.
Well, if
yeah.
you kick one in the shin, the other one's like, ah!
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that true?
Sometimes. I mean, I think it's more of a rumor than anything else. I
don't
think
it's playing tricks on you. Yeah.
Can they read each other's thoughts, too?
I think so.
I've read
really?
Some books about it.
Yeah?
Are they Stephen King novels?
They're fictional.
Yeah. So.
Well, as long as we admit
alternative
it's,
facts.
It's alternative facts are not welcome here.
We
this
did not just
podcast.
Say that. You didn't hear that.
yeah, okay.
So, with identical twins, right, they have the exact same DNA, and we've now established, right, that the point of having a baby is to pass your DNA on, right, your legacy, the idea of having kind of this immortality with some part of you lives on.
Right.
So when identical twins have a kid, does it matter which one of them is the parent?
When you say when identical twins have...
Are you talking about...
Not with each other.
Are you talking about...
Because they would have to be the same sex. No, so let's say we have two brothers. They're identical twins.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
Does it matter to their legacy, their DNA's immortality, which one of them impregnates a woman and has a child? No, that baby is essentially both of theirs, son
mm-hmm.
or daughter, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. Never would have thought about that.
Yeah.
If two separate sets of identical twins have kids together, are those kids, like, essentially the same kid?
Are they, well, no,
they're
it would be,
siblings.
You have two women that are identical twins,
yeah.
two men that are identical
right.
twins, those kids from those two families would essentially be siblings.
Okay. Yeah.
But they wouldn't be twins because, like, you can have any given number of, like, expressions of your genes when you have kids,
right.
You know? So, like, they would be, it would be, like, as close as you and your sister. But
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the closest, your closest, at whether you're twins or not, genetically, your DNA is closest to your sibling, if you, full siblings. That's the closest living person
okay.
to your DNA. And if you're twins, if you're identical twins, it's exactly the same thing, right?
Okay.
So, right, so the two twins, it doesn't matter which one of them has a kid from the DNA's perspective.
Got it.
It doesn't make a difference.
So what are you getting at?
Yeah.
Leonie was able to have offspring just on her own. She basically is making identical twins of herself.
Okay. Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah.
So now, if any of those babies then go on to mate with a male, from the DNA's perspective, it doesn't matter which one does it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the way I was thinking about this, when you play a video game or something like that, and you get 3 lives or 5 lives.
Yeah.
Right.
That's basically what Leonie did. She gave herself 5 lives.
She got a 1-up?
To try and find a male.
High score, man.
So she can die, but there's an exact copy of her still out there.
There are 5 of them. So
right.
She can die 4 times. Her DNA can die 4 different times.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the real life version of having extra lives in a video game.
That's awesome.
Pretty amazing.
But it's still only like a procrastination method though, because like she
exactly
is
I
not
think,
having like yeah.
I think in the next segment though, let's talk about why like sexual versus asexual.
Okay.
But yeah,
the
you're getting into
of, yeah.
For many reasons, it's better to have a baby through sex than just copying yourself. But mm-hmm. she's gotten out these 5 extra lives. That's amazing,
well,
right?
So, before we go on to the next section,
yeah,
do you think that she would have been able to make these copies of herself if she had not had sex and given birth beforehand?
We don't know the answer to that, but you've hit on something that I forgot to talk about right at the top. But, so she'd already had babies sexually. Now she had babies asexually. That's only the 3rd time we've ever seen that happen in an animal, in a vertebrate animal.
Do you know the other one, the instances?
It was a lizard, I believe, and I think it was a ray. So similar to shark.
Okay.
Cartilaginous.
So basically by having the kids sexually,
yeah.
The body learned how to do it asexually.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Possibly. All right.
Yeah,
maybe.
There's a chance. Yeah. But we do see animals that can do this asexual reproduction or sexual. So Komodo dragons, there was a pretty famous story several years ago about a female Komodo dragon that had babies having never seen a male in her entire life.
Wow.
But she hadn't had babies sexually before the asexual. So we're making a distinction.
Okay.
We've only ever seen 3 times an animal do sexual reproduction and then switch to asexual.
Got it.
In their lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the idea is that being able to switch, you're a shark, the ocean is a big place, and you might not run into a male.
Yeah.
For a couple of years. So she's buying time because her babies will outlive her.
Yeah.
Right? So now she's added years to the chance of finding another male to more healthily reproduce with. To have offspring that might be better suited for the future.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a word for these babies that are clones.
Yeah.
Like clonies, but like not that.
Why don't we call them? Why don't we call them clonies?
Like
because
cronies.
I like it. They're the clonies. The clonies. This process
sounds like a terrible sitcom.
Meet the clonies. This process is called parthenogenesis.
Ooh.
When a female, she basically is just developing eggs into offspring. So without sperm. So it's one type of asexual reproduction. We're going to talk about two other types.
Okay.
In the next segment. We've come up to our first intermission.
Yeah.
This is when the podcasters go and have some adult beverages.
Right.
We need and then we come back and we have more fun. Unique New York. Hello and welcome.
What does it mean to have oddly shaped feet?
I don't know.
It's just an Anchorman, I don't know.
Anchorman's a lanolin? It's a decent.
Like sheep's wool?
It's a decent. Yeah, so we're back.
Yeah.
We ate some tacos. What? Well, let's plug that place. What was that called?
Azteca de Oro.
Can you say that again?
Azteca de Oro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it then.
Also known as Aztec Grill.
Alright.
If you Google it, yeah.
Okay. They were pretty fine.
Yeah.
Got some tofu tacos.
Tofu tacos for Nora.
We got chicken.
And Maura.
Was pleased.
And Maura.
Yes.
And they arrived in a timely manner.
That was pretty fast.
They came
I'm
right
I'm happy
after
about
we,
it.
Yeah, right after we...
It was perfect timing.
Right.
We took intermission, and the doorbell rang.
So now we're a little lethargic.
Yeah. Everything's moving a little bit slower. But let's get into it. So why don't we talk about why? Why do we have sex? If it's possible for animals to just make babies asexually, just exact copies of you, that's the best thing for your legacy, right?
Yeah.
DNA legacy, it's the exact same version of you.
But at the same time, all life has the inherent need to improve itself.
There you go.
So, I mean, if it was just me on forever, I would never get better, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost get worse.
You might get worse.
Yeah.
One reason we have sex is because the environment changes, right? We're seeing it right now.
Oh boy. Maybe not on that road.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing's happening.
Right, you're right. Nothing's happening. We're not. No, it's a science podcast. We're gonna not talk about climate change. Well, not today. We're not really gonna get to it. But the environment does change, like naturally. An area might get drier with time, which might change what plants there are, which might change what food you have available. So by mixing and matching your DNA with a partner, you make offspring that are unique from you. You're increasing the chances, especially with several offspring, that one of them is going to be well suited if the environment changes a certain way. And we don't know how it's going to change. Your genes don't know how it's going to change. So that makes, by making these new combinations, you're giving your offspring kind of a chance to maybe be better suited. They might be worse suited, but then they'll die. So it's, in a way, it's kind of like how, you know, back on the farm, you used to have 14 kids, right?
Right.
With the extras.
Just in case one got bitten by a rattlesnake.
Yeah, just exactly.
That's why when you play Oregon Trail, you like make sure you have a lot of people in your wagon, because a bunch of them are going to die.
Exactly.
Is that how that game worked?
Well, I always maxed out.
That's why I always fucking lost.
I always maxed out, you got to be the doctor to cure anything that's coming on, you know?
I always bought too much ammo.
Oh, did you just like go hog wild shooting all the buffalo?
You did grow up in Texas, so.
I did. That's what everyone did. That was the technique.
Oh, I was a doctor and I was a sharpshooter. That's a sharpshooting doctor. I love it.
Which version of Oregon Trail are we talking about?
Like
the original, like that,
like
the
1995
whole,
Windows.
Is
like
is
on
there
the black,
more than one version?
Yeah, they made tons of them.
Yeah,
but you're talking about like the black
now.
Screen one.
Yeah,
where it was like with the colored outlines.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
On those really old school computers.
Yeah, it was not a lot of technology.
I owned Oregon Trail 2.
Ooh,
which had color.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty fun.
I might have owned it too.
It was pretty fun.
I only ever made it to the river.
You never made it to Oregon?
Because he just went nuts shooting all the damn animals.
Bullets couldn't save you.
200 pounds of meat went bad. Like, that's what you got all of the time.
I always chose to...
You cannot carry
to,
any more meat.
What's the other option? You could ford, or you could...
Wait for a ferry?
Nah, it was like cock the
wheels. You can walk the wheels.
Cock the wheels and float?
Yeah.
Maybe that was only an Oregon Trail 2 thing.
Well, there was two different ways to go across rivers. You could walk it and, like, you drown the horses half the time.
Ford the river?
Yeah. And then you could float across it.
Yeah. I always chose the float.
Yeah, it's, like, a safer way, but like...
But sometimes you would drown.
Yeah, sometimes if you have sick people, too, like, the day that it takes for you to wait, someone's gonna die. You gotta keep moving, get to Oregon, where they'll miraculously be okay.
Yeah.
Because those doctors over there in Oregon were superb.
I mean, thinking about the nuts, the amount of crazy you would have to want to do this in the first place, does explain why Portland is the way it is.
Why? Can you go into that a little bit?
Well, isn't Portland's, like, motto, keep Portland weird, right?
I thought it's Austin. Austin.
No, it's also Portland.
It's also Austin and Asheville.
Austin and Asheville stole it from Portland. It is definitely a Portland thing.
Nobody's arguing that it's not weird out there.
I thought it was an Austin thing.
Yeah. I think it's Austin.
Well, that's fine. If
did Portland steal it from Austin?
Yes.
It's like a chicken and an egg thing.
You know, we gotta find this out.
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of it. I say by the third segment, we're going to have an answer.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Let's go back to bio. Yeah, let's go back to science.
Yes, science.
So one reason you would have sexual reduction, right, is so your offspring have an array of features, and maybe some of them will become adaptations in the future. One reason why asexual reproduction is bad, is it legal in this country to marry your sibling? No, right?
No.
It's not illegal, but it's bad for you.
It's illegal.
It is.
I mean, it's illegal to marry
maybe
your
not in
cousin
Texas. Texas
in a lot of states.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure it's very illegal
Texas,
to marry a sibling.
I just figured it was a bad idea.
Just to go back, Nora looked it up. Austin, you guys were right.
Yeah.
Huh? And Portland stole it.
Okay. Yep. That sounds
so
right.
I want to formally apologize to the city of Austin. I'm sorry that you're in Texas. I'll never visit you.
You've never been?
Never will.
It's pretty fun. I think you might enjoy it.
You're alienating listeners.
It's not their fault.
Somewhat.
It's not their fault.
It's a great city.
That's why I heard this. You were just in Austin, right?
Yeah.
And tell us who you saw.
Lupe Fiasco.
And what else happened at this concert?
Oh, okay, so I was seeing Lupe Fiasco, and we're at this, like, outdoor venue. It's called the Belmont. And he was, you know, doing his set, and then all of a sudden he points out that Bill Murray's, like, at the concert, and he's standing on these stairs. And Bill Murray eventually makes Lupe Fiasco, like, play 5 encores. And at the end of it, Lupe Fiasco is just like, I don't care what he says, fuck y'all, fuck Bill Murray, I'm not playing any more, encores, take him with you, I'm out.
Take him with you.
And yeah, it was a great show.
I love it.
Yeah. I didn't know Bill was into rap music, but like, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. He's into everything, right?
Yeah.
He just likes to have a good time.
Speaking of legacy, his legacy is unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
He would have, something would have to go seriously wrong.
Yeah.
From to not be one of the most beloved actors of all time.
Well, he also carries a lot of weight in Austin.
Uh-huh.
He is a power figure. He also has the chive behind him.
Really?
Which carries their entire, and a whole other community behind him. So, I'm not surprised. He rallied the troops.
Does he live there?
I have no idea. They just like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's
hipsters.
Weird.
Well, I mean, he's also a legendary actor.
Well, that's true. I've seen some of his films.
Was he in other movies other than Space Jam?
He was in Zombieland. He got shot.
Never saw it.
I think that's the only other movie he did.
Ever.
Why is it illegal to marry your sibling?
Well, I do think that there's
birth defects. What is that called?
Inbreeding.
Inbreeding! What do you think? If you're just making copies of yourself, That's about as inbred as you can get, right?
Wait, so were these sharks, when they came out, were they just, like, all fucked up with, like, no dorsal fin or anything?
So
just swam in spirals.
it would take time for that to happen, right? So the reason it would be bad would be, like, say she had a mutation. All of her kids automatically are going to have that mutation. Mm-hmm. And that'll just keep building up. So over a long period of time, an animal as complex as a zebra shark, it's not a good idea to be reproducing asexually. You're going to build up a bunch of recessive disorders, and that's going to be bad. So that's why we do sex, mainly, for those two reasons.
And other reasons.
Well, humans do it.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. I did look up about the cloaca of the zebra shark, and they do have cloacas. So a cloaca is a one-stop shop. you got your excretions. The male, they're called claspers for zebra sharks.
No.
He has two claspers, and one will go into the female's cloaca. The mating behavior, the mating ritual, is the male kind of chases the female. You know what? Actually, I will save that for the next segment. Because it'll go along with our discussion of,
like, whether
male
we're
humans,
like, useful
or
not.
Yeah. So we'll hold on to that. But they lay about four eggs. They're really funny looking. They kind of look like they're in these little kelp pods, and the female will get them stuck to, like, a piece of coral. And in captivity, it's 4 to 6 months before they hatch.
Okay.
And she's gonna lay them almost immediately after the copulation. Let me see real fast. This says, in a 112-day period, a female has laid 46 eggs.
So it's not called gestation then? So.
Right. Yeah, gestation would be a mammal, mammal term. Yeah, gestation is inside mommy. Mm-hmm. I love you, Mom. What were we talking about?
We were just talking about zebra sharks.
Zebra sharks. Yeah. Just thinking about how Mother's Day is coming up soon.
They lay eggs? Sharks?
No, not all of them. Some give live birth.
Okay.
So with a shark, you have to specify, is it laying eggs or is it having live births?
Okay.
And
zebra falls
and then
eggs?
Yes, they lay eggs and then the eggs hatch. Some sharks, I'm not sure. I don't think... No, maybe some do true live birth, but... I know at least some sharks, what they do is they have eggs, but they just don't lay them. They keep them inside.
Around.
And then the babies hatch and then leave mom.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Super weird.
Yeah, sharks are weird. They've been around, right, for hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah.
Without changing much, because they're the perfect predator. Well, you look like you want
to
say something.
Well, yeah, no, that'd be a terrible... menstrual cycle to have to expel like old eggs of your children. That's probably not even a menstrual cycle. That's probably just afterbirth.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, humans do that.
Yeah, but it's not eggs.
Eggshells.
Yeah.
Well, you burn the. Well, their eggshells are not going to be hard like a chicken egg.
Yeah.
They're
going to be like zebra eggs.
Yeah, they're tough. They're tough, but they're not going to be sharp like that.
No, they're going to be more like the roe that you eat on your sushi.
Closer to fish eggs.
All right.
But much tougher casings.
Right.
At least for the zebra shark.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we covered why sexual versus asexual?
Yeah.
Okay, why
so
don't we
like,
just do a couple... Oh, go ahead, Trent.
I was just going to review. Asexual, you do it to just, like, give yourself a chance to... At least for the zebra shark, you give yourself a chance to reproduce with someone else so you can create more resilient babies versus, like, you're just giving yourself a longer chance to find a mate.
That's why...
Asexual.
That's why the zebra shark wouldn't do asexual.
Right.
But then, so things like bacteria always reproduce asexually.
Mm-hmm.
There are some fish, freshwater fish that live... in South America, and they live in these rivers that have many waterfalls as it's going from the top of the mountain down to the bottom. And at each stage, we found that the community of fish is unique. As you're moving up, the mountain is moving up the river. And within those rivers, those fish reproduce asexually.
Okay.
And they're perfectly honed in on that microenvironment. And so reproducing asexually is the most successful option.
Okay.
And
Are they even fish then? I feel like they're not even fish then. It's like, is Pluto a planet?
You would look at it and it would be a fish.
Right. It would look like, but Pluto looks like a planet.
Didn't they bring it back as a planet? Like, they took it away as a planet for a while, and now it's back, I think. There's an argument that they're making that it's now a planet again, and I don't like all this fucking change.
They got enough people to sign that they wanted it back as a planet, and then they're like, okay.
Is that what happened? It's not like there's no science behind it at all?
Well, I'm pretty sure that there had to be a group of scientists that got together, and they were like, well, actually, this is definitely a planet, and then whoever was the jerk face who took it off.
Yeah.
Put in his place.
It really ruined the song.
Oh, it's a dwarf planet. Yeah. Isn't that what happened? Yeah.
They had to get one, you know,
cutting
remark in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad now I can sing the 90 planets moving around the sun song. Like, it, when it was 8, you can't sing it. 90 planets moving around the sun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You should sing it for us.
I don't know if I know the entire song.
And I also don't want to release that beast.
Yeah. I don't want to make all our listeners swoon.
Okay, so with asexual reproduction, there's 3 different main ways it happens. With the zebra shark, that's called parthenogenesis.
Right, you said that.
Genesis means to the beginning.
Creating,
right? Creating something. So it's the shark took an egg and just developed it into a baby. There are 2 other types of asexual reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is budding.
Right.
So budding.
Sorry, I'm.
Spell that for us.
I am not mature enough for that word.
B-U-D.
Oh, okay.
Bud. Buddy. Like, you're my buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not your buddy.
Okay.
We don't want to get sued by those guys. Yeah, like a flower bud. And that's exactly what it is. So, like sea anemones, stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
They just grow a miniature version of themselves off the side of their body. When it gets big enough and it's done developing, it just breaks off. And then it, you know. But it's the same. It's the exact copy, right?
Yeah.
How about what happens if you take a starfish, Nora, and you cut it in half? What happens to that?
Don't you get 2 out of it?
Yeah,
if you get enough of the middle,
it'll grow back.
But you can, like, cut some of their...
Yeah, if you cut the leg off,
yeah,
it just grows back.
Mm-hmm.
So that
generation or something.
Yeah, that's called fission.
Fission.
Fission. So it's the opposite of fusion. Fusion, you're combining 2 things. Fission, you're separating. So things like an earthworm, right? If you cut an earthworm in half, if you get it in the right spot, both halves will grow. And so there's some worms where that's actually their mode of reproduction. There'll be a little spot in the middle where the back end will grow a head and the front end grows a tail. And once they're developed enough, they just pinch off. And now there's 2 of them.
So that they don't wait for like a bird to come along and like bite it right in the center.
Right.
Then...
That's just a lucky kind of byproduct that you have this kind of tough.
Okay.
With the regeneration... Right, with fusion, we see that in like lizards and stuff, right? If their tail gets cut off.
Fission.
So what about the African violet plant? That like an African violet is like a really common household plant, and it's really easy to keep alive because you don't have to water it very much, and it doesn't need a lot of sunlight. So like you can rip off an entire leaf from the plant and plant it in another pot, and it will grow on its own.
Yeah, that's asexual. That's
I know that it's
fission.
Asexual. It's,
that's
is it fission or
fission.
Is it budding?
No, that's...
It's fission?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I don't know if it's... I'm only talking animals with those 3. So plants are going to be different, right?
True.
But the violet is growing flower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a flower is a sex organ
mm-hmm.
for the plant. So That is an example of an organism that can do sexual and asexual.
So
it's getting the benefits of both.
Yeah.
So flower's a sex organ?
For sure it is.
So, like, really?
It is.
All right, come on.
It has the male and the female parts within just the flower.
So you're, like, when you get a girl flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Or don't.
You're just basically giving her away. Like, here's a whole bunch of dicks and vaginas. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's all right. Cool. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a cord of dicks.
Well, why are flowers pretty? Why do they look the way they do?
Because they're trying to attract mates.
Yeah.
What? They're trying to attract mates.
Not mates, but like, you know, indirectly.
Yeah.
They want the bee to come.
Bees and birds, right?
Yeah.
Bees and birds, just dive in there.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is about to get X-rated. Let's take a step back.
So bees, I think you wanted to talk about something with bees, right? Since we're on the subject of pollinators.
Yeah, so like a beehive, they're all working together, right? There's a queen. She's the only one that's allowed to have babies. So all the other female bees are doing work for her. They don't get to ever have offspring of themselves.
So,
but because they're so related to the queen, that they're still they're helping their genes through her be passed down.
So is it like one giant like gangbang? Like is the one queen getting impregnated by all the other bees to produce?
Only one at a time. She'll be selective.
Yeah, it's whoever dances the best or something, right?
It's more like there's a bunch more like there's a bunch of
the
worker
bees, like,
bees
do, like,
that
a
are
dance.
Not, like, you know, seeing any queenly action.
Right. And it's been too long, I don't remember exactly how it works, but...
I think you were telling me,
the bees have different... Some bees are haploid, some bees are diploid. That means some of them have double chromosomes like us, some of them only have one copy. And because of that, female bees are 3/4 the same DNA as all their sisters.
Hmm.
So it's more than a normal sibling. So they're more related than you are to your sister. So one of the arguments for why families help each other out is because... we have such similar DNA, we're kind of helping ourselves in a way.
Okay.
DNA wise. With that, what was the word we were saying? Legacy?
Legacy.
Yeah, we're kind of helping with our DNA legacy by helping the person who's closest to us DNA wise.
Right.
Weren't you, I think you were telling me a few weeks ago, because, so Maura and I both work at an art center and they have beehives on the roof. And so we sell the local honey in the art center, which is just a really cool like byproduct of having the hives. I mean, the beekeeper has 9 hives up there because he loves bees, and bees were so endangered for a while. He was, you know,
still
getting involved. Still are, yeah. But you were telling me when I told you about those hives on the roof that like recent research shows that a lot of researchers are now thinking of beehives as like the organism, like the whole entire hive is one, more of one organism than the bees are individual organisms.
Yeah, this
Organism. Somebody was literally telling me the other day that they had a friend in school who couldn't learn that word and kept saying that wrong. So that's all I'm doing. Thanks, Brian.
That's not a new idea.
Right.
It's been around for a while. But yeah, the idea of a colony being the individual for insects. So we have 30 trillion cells inside our body. They're all, you know, there are single-celled organisms out there. And that's all they are. And we basically have 30 trillion of those all working together because they have the exact same DNA in all of them. So that some people have kind of suggested that one way to look at a hive is that they're basically, it's the cells inside your body, is the ant or the bee. And they're working together just like how the cells inside your body are kind of working together.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think we should do a whole segment on that at some point in the future. But let's go ahead and take a break.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna enjoy my next drink so much.
So
and
much
then we're
beverage.
Gonna talk about, should I even be here? What's the point? Okay. See you guys in a cool minute.
I need to stand. I'm like more of a standing drinker normally, so like sitting and drinking is really very hard for me.
Yeah, the mic doesn't pick you up at all.
Right? Oh, well, are we starting again?
I'm recording it just because I thought Nora was going to tell the story. I'm in the broken chair.
I'm in the broken chair.
No, like with the broken leg. No.
Give you a chance.
Yeah.
Broken legs.
both the back ones.
Broken legs.
I didn't have anything
legs.
To do with that.
One of these days you're going to be just like sitting in it and it's going to just collapse underneath you. But no fault
comedy
of yours.
Style,
but that happened to one of my best friend's ex-boyfriends the first time he came over and met all of us.
It was
terrible, yeah.
He was in, it was a, it was a baby chair.
Is this recording?
Yeah. It was a little baby chair. It was a kid. It was just a baby chair. And he just destroyed it. That was beautiful.
Oh, that's such a good one.
But he just absolutely destroyed that chair.
Sounds like a commercial.
And actually, in fact, we can do that less close.
Okay.
Again, later. Because I did pee. But it might be perfect. He was just so embarrassed. There's nothing quite like being in a group with a new person and them just feeling this total shame.
Yeah.
And you feel so good about yourself because you don't have that shame.
Yeah.
They have the shame.
You feel good.
I'm the good guy.
I feel bad when
you're the bad guy.
So let's
then you just like pep him up. Like, oh man, don't worry about it. I broke a chair last week.
It's a
I ripped my jeans the other day.
Yeah.
When I bent over.
I bought it.
Wait a second, you have George Washington?
I used to have it in my when I owned a place above the toilet, so like when a guy's peeing in the toilet, he's looking and George Washington is just like kinda looking at him. And he's got the smirk, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, what is the smirk? Is he judging like my size?
Mm-hmm.
Is he telling you like what are you doing with your life?
Mm-hmm.
Very judgmental.
It's very Mona Lisa-like.
Yeah. And I thought it was a perfect placement. It just like your mischief
totally
managed.
Who was in the portrait that was stolen and traveled around different people's apartments in college? That it was originally at Mike's. It was a portrait of a president, and it made like this traveling, drunk game of like kidnap the portrait.
Did George get stolen from me at some point?
It might have been the George Washington.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But I also don't remember.
Right.
George.
So right, that's like kind of like dumb stuff that men do, right?
Yeah.
We also go to college and get into fights.
Oh, fights.
Thank the Lord for Eddie Edens.
Yeah.
Who saved me from at least two fights when I was going to get beat up.
Yeah.
He jumped in and saved me. Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah.
You're my personal hero. But fighting's dumb, right?
Oh, my God. I'd be so bad at it. Like, if it ever actually came to fruition, like, there's no way I'm good at a fight.
Yeah.
It has its place, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fighting at its core, I mean, it's for reproduction, right? For the purpose. Yeah. I mean, animals fight each other for the right to
bang
party.
Out.
Yeah.
To bang out. Bang, bang.
That's true.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
That's true.
Straight up.
And to, you know, exist, you know, to be able to reproduce. So.
Yeah, reproduce maybe just to get food, right? You fight off other animals from your territory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So should we talk about what this episode's gonna be about, or like...
The segment, yeah. So we're studying these situations, like with the zebra shark, where an animal that normally reproduces sexually all of a sudden reproduces asexually. and we're looking into, oh, can a human do it? And one reason that this is very interesting to me is that what if we could somehow figure out a way to take one egg, maybe two eggs, and grow a human just from that with no sperm. So say you have a lesbian couple. There might be a time in the future where you could take an egg from one and an egg from the other woman, put them together and make a baby. So they could be the biological parents of that child. But
I feel like for sure that's the best way for this to go. Two women raising a kid instead of like my dumbass having any part in it. I don't know. That's just where I'm at.
Well, here's the thing. If two women, you take an egg from one woman, an egg from another woman, what sex is that baby going to be?
Female.
It can only be female.
Okay. That's fine.
So where does that leave men? Should we even...
Don't know, don't care.
Should we? There even be men?
Go away.
Yeah.
In the gutter.
This is as Maura and I plan our little eloping to Canada.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
Are you going to hand out moose koozies?
Healthcare. Yeah, that's where that came from. You're welcome at any time.
Well, I'm a man. I thought this is like some kind of woman.
No, we're going to get married there. You can come, though.
Okay.
It's just for her to get healthcare.
Okay. Sweet.
But, so, I mean, the same rules apply with the shark. Only one egg is really going to be... become like the next person, right? Under the same theory.
It could be, right? So maybe we'll figure out a way to take one egg, develop it into a person. If you could just kind of duplicate the chromosomes in that egg and just have it for develop. But maybe there's a way that we could take the chromosomes out of one egg, insert them into a second egg, and grow a person from
that.
That would be sexual reproduction.
But is it only going to be happening like in a petri dish then, or something? Or like
exactly,
like,
this would all have to be in a lab.
There's
because
no like sex.
We can already
sex.
Clone.
Yeah, sex would just be for fun.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's kind of like the book The Giver. Did you guys read that?
I have not. No.
They take those pills.
Time.
They take these pills so that they don't want to have sex. And then they think sex is terrible.
That's
but
dumb.
Then some of them are chosen to become the reproducers.
Mm.
And it's only
the
in
elite.
Vitro. No, it's only in vitro.
Okay.
There's no one has sex.
That's
but we could have a world where people still had
dystopia.
Sex, but it was only for fun.
How much of a dystopia would it be that you're taking pills that you don't even want to have sex?
Yeah.
Wait, would it be kind of like, I don't know if I could talk about Seinfeld, never mind.
Reverse Brave New World, essentially.
It would be
right.
Like,
that was what The Giver was.
It would essentially,
it was
be
a response to Brave New World. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Be
that
like,
oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Suicide, wouldn't that be? So, like, to lose your drive to reproduce entirely. I mean, that would be basically the equivalent of death, right?
Really
genetic
purpose.
Death. Yeah, DNA legacy death.
Yeah,
for sure. So in this world, though, if we could eliminate the need for men, we were talking about this, would that be a dystopia, a utopia?
I think it...
Or paradise.
Yeah, so like...
Uterotopia.
Oh, wait, what was that word? Can you say that?
It would be a uterotopia.
A uterotopia.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I will vote to form the uterotopia.
Yeah, I don't think we're that useful, men.
I'm
general.
Happy to be alive.
Yeah,
but
you know, I'm cool.
I understand all the problems that men have caused.
Cool.
Yeah, but how about when we fix the toilet? We did that.
Ladies
you
can
did.
Do that.
They
fixed
could
the
do
toilet
that too.
Before.
They just tricked you into doing it. That's how smart women are. They're like, hey, how do you fix this? And then like they just send the men in and we do it like, yeah, we got this. We're so macho.
We could do
we
stuff.
We could fix the toilet.
It takes
and then it's just
longer.
Like they just don't want to do it. That's why.
Is worker
it,
bees.
Yeah. Fuck, we are worker bees. Well, I'm not a worker bee for anyone. I'm just waiting to meet myself so that we could hang out and drink beers together.
Yeah, dude, we could see cloning, right?
Yeah.
It would be pretty funny if you could, like, butt off a homie.
Yeah.
Off your, like,
oh, man,
your
no
shoulder.
One wants to go out tonight? Let me just make
grow
myself
a little man.
Yeah.
Hey, Trent.
Let's do this.
And then he just sits on your shoulder.
Yeah, Trent T baby. They're going out of town.
And he's super small, right? So you don't even have to spend that much more money to get him drunk, because he gets drunk off of, like, half.
Would it start out like a cyst, though? Like, would it be like a pregnancy where it's, like, under your skin, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd be like little cyst baby, Trent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little cyst baby.
Yeah.
That's a great name. Sounds like a punk band name.
Cyst Baby!
Next up, Cyst Baby.
We only play power chords.
No, and that asshole at the double door will, like, scrutinize his ID.
Yeah.
He's never getting in there.
No.
Little man.
So, utopias, dystopias, uterotopias.
Uterotopia.
Uterotopias.
Uterotopia.
Yeah.
Well, I advocate for the uterotopia.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sold on it.
Why not?
I don't think the concept works.
Why?
Because from our understanding of it, you can only produce from yourself asexually. So...
Well, we're talking about if we can put two eggs together.
Right, but...
So you have...
It would be like changing the function of one of the eggs. Like, I think it would have to be like altering the way one of the eggs worked.
Yeah. So,
I did not talk about this.
I totally jumped over. What we were learning from the zebra shark, from other vertebrates that can do parthenogenesis. They take one egg and they're developing that into an individual. So, we're learning how to just take an egg and grow it into a baby without a sperm happening. That would just be straight asexual. But then if we incorporate the part of cloning where you're taking the DNA out of another cell and inserting it. Uh-huh. So if you take all the DNA out of a second person's egg, you take all 23 chromosomes out of there, put it into this other egg with 23. Now you have 46. So this is the right amount of DNA for a normal person. You're going to make a girl for sure. And that would be, what should we call that? It's basically sexual reproduction.
Yeah.
Because you're sexual just means you're combining.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, it should be like psi-sexual, because you're gonna be doing it in like a science lab.
Ooh, psi-sexual.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Psi-sexual.
Psi-sexual.
That's gonna be uterotopia.
I think
uterotopia.
Let's start writing it.
Uterotopia and psi-sexual.
Yeah.
Man, that's good stuff.
I think it is.
That's good stuff.
This is going to take us right to the limelight.
Man, we're going right to the top of this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, do you guys have any last words?
No.
No last words, Nora?
I feel like there wasn't enough of a bang to end out on. Psi-sexual?
Oh, it was a fucking fizzle, yeah.
Yeah, it was totally fizzled out. And we're talking about sex, so I want this to end on a bang. Right?
Bang.
Bang, bang.
Well,
I got nothing, though.
All I can say is I don't think that under the current administration there will be any research about this.
About psi-sexuality?
Like, you know... Too busy, like, governing women's bodies and...
How about how all the women have to dress female?
Just like a woman.
I couldn't even finish reading that. It made me so angry.
I did not read this. What happened?
I think we should probably...
Hey! And that's science as we remember it. So, have a great night. Have another beer before bed.
Unless you've had too many.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
I could redo that.
One, two, three. There is nine planets moving round the sun. There is nine planets moving round the sun. There is nine planets moving round the sun. There is nine planets moving round the sun.
First there's Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. First there's Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. First there's Mercury and Venus. Mercury and Venus. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. Then there's Saturn and Jupiter and Pluto. Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Yeah, there's Saturn and Jupiter. There's asteroids and the comets. There's Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.